So, Mark, let's get into another research story, this time related to an assay, not a drug, the VIR-STRAT test that was reported at ASCO in Sydney. And maybe to do this, you can present your patient with metastatic squamous cell.
This gentleman's a 64-year-old guy, presents with actually left leg pain. He has a 50-pack year history of smoking, but he had quit 11 years earlier, carried the diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, had undergone a prior coronary artery bypass surgery about 5 years earlier, and also hypothyroidism. With his leg pain, he finally got a plain film. There was a lytic lesion in the left iliac bone, and at the same time, chest x-ray, then shortly after that, chest CT showed a right upper lobe 4-centimeter mass with some associated mediastinal adenopathy. He actually got biopsied in an outside institution as well as a bronch. So he had two diagnostic tests. Actually, both of them returned squamous carcinoma consistent with a lung primary. He had a brain MRI that was negative. He was initially referred to a radiation oncologist and got palliative radiotherapy to the left hemipelvis. And then I saw him kind of at the tail end of his radiation. We considered him at that time. We had the MetMab trial open for squamous patients in the first line setting, but he did not have sufficient material for IHC testing. And since he already had two biopsies, was not wild about getting a third one. So I treated him with carboplatinum paclitaxel for 4 cycles. He was having a little bit of chest pain there that actually got better. By RECIST criteria, he would have almost had a PR. He had a nice reduction in tumor after 4 cycles. Actually felt great, really didn't have a whole lot of toxicity associated with that. We met after his 4th cycle. He was very happy to take a break from therapy. We, you know, talked about the pros and cons of his maintenance options either. Or let me ask you this. After 4 cycles, he's better. Would you have considered maintenance in him, or what would you have thought of in a squamous carcinoma patient?
Well, that's a very good question, actually. And at this present point in time, there is no approved treatment for squamous cell carcinoma except erlotinib, which is approved in the maintenance setting based on the Saturn trial. So that is the option, which is an approved option. But whether the benefit is there, the benefit is modest at best in patients who are EGFR wild type. So I think we wanted to ask this question with weekly paclitaxel after carboplatin and paclitaxel, which he got. And we had done the trial with weekly paclitaxel and carboplatin followed by maintenance paclitaxel. And if you look back to the 3-arm study where we gave maintenance paclitaxel versus nothing, there was a benefit, but the trials were not designed to look at maintenance paclitaxel. So I would have considered paclitaxel to maintain his disease because he was having a RECIST response.
So you would have actually considered it?
I would have considered it based on the data that we had generated from prior studies, though it is not approved, because it seems like he did not want to continue the combination regimen. And with the maintenance data out there in non-squamous, non-small cell lung cancer.
How is he tolerating it?
He tolerated
it. I mean, could he have continued with both?
Yeah.
So would you have considered keeping it going?
I usually give 4 cycles of chemotherapy, and I usually stop, and I take them to a single agent thereafter.
But again, you take them to a single agent, i.e. what I'd call maintenance in squamous cell.
In squamous cell. If they are having a response, if there's a continued response, the data says to add 2 more cycles of chemotherapy. So if Bruce Johnson were sitting here, he would say add carboplatin and paclitaxel, 2 more cycles.
Dave?
I stop after 4 cycles. I do not switch to erlotinib.
What about paclitaxel alone?
No, but I will say, you know, the recent approval of nab-paclitaxel in the first line setting, remember that there was no limit to the number of cycles you can get, so patients were allowed to stay on. It wasn't a maintenance study, but were allowed to stay on continued nab-paclitaxel for prolonged periods. And there were some patients that did that. And I get a sense in the community that nab-paclitaxel in the first line setting in squamous cancer, right or wrong as the way it's being regarded, is probably going to be a drug that people will continue beyond 4 cycles. I think a formal study will have to prove that before we know that's the right strategy.
Yeah, and there is a planned formal study looking at that.
So,